This month on Anime Cons TV, we report from Anime Boston 2011. I talk with Adam Sheehan of Funimation about their new website. Plus, we talk about our new website. And we also talk about the sad demise of Tokyopop. I'm Elizabeth, and this is Anime Cons TV for May 2011.
I'm Shiva.
And I'm Sketch.
And we're reporting for Anime Cons TV at Anime Boston 2011. All right, and I'm with
Liz.
And is this your first time at Anime Boston?
No, this is my second.
Second? And how are you enjoying the weekend so far?
I love it. I'm having a great time.
What have you got to?
I've gone to panels. I went to the dance last night, which was great, especially for a Friday night.
Yeah. Nice. Is that your favorite thing so far?
Yeah, so far.
So what are you cosplaying as?
Makoto from Ghost in the Shell.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hi. All right. What's your name?
Sammy.
Jeff.
Saba.
Kurt.
Greg.
All right. You're here at Anime Boston. What's the main thing that you really do at this con?
Mostly just here for cosplay.
Cosplay?
Yeah, photo shoots.
Cosplay, friends.
Any events you particularly go to that you like the most, or...?
Dealers.
I usually compete in Masquerade, but I'm not this year.
Okay.
One Piece podcast panel.
I attend all the Naruto.
That's
my main figure.
And I'm here with
Tony.
Tony, and is this your first Anime Boston?
No, second actually.
Second, and how are you enjoying it so far?
It's good. It's better than last year, certainly.
Yeah, what makes it better?
The fact that I actually know what's going to go happen this year.
You actually like paid attention to the schedule and everything this year. So what have you been up to?
Nothing much. Live gaming, the whole dating thing. It was soon a blast. Fun with friends, family here too.
Awesome. What's your favorite thing so far?
Favorite thing would have to be all the costumes. They're really good this year.
All right. Well, who are you?
I am Mars.
You're Mars?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm Mars.
You're cosplaying Mars?
No, I'm cosplaying Sebastian.
So, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
This is your first anime con?
No.
How many times have you been to this one in particular?
Anime this Boston? One, so 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, so about 7 years straight.
7 years? Okay. What are some of the events that you like going to, or you have been to, or you're going to this weekend?
Been to? I usually look forward to Evangelion panels.
Evangelion robot panels, okay.
Yeah, Evangelion. Usually, I missed the Masquerade dating game this year. I'm sad about that. But I usually go to Masquerade dating games. Mm-hmm. Photo shoots.
So Anime Boston's cosplay events and such. Okay. Is there anything you're looking forward to that hasn't happened yet?
Chess,
which is on Sunday. And here we are with
Deadmau5.
Is this your first Anime Boston?
No.
How many have you gone to?
This is my second one.
Your second one? What brought you back?
I really like anime conventions.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it last year, and I go to Kineticon pretty much every year for the past 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be fun to come back.
All right. Any particular event that it was most enjoyable for you so far?
The anime dating game.
Anime dating game?
Hilarious.
From last night?
No, today.
Today's? Okay. I'm
not 18, so I wasn't allowed into the one last night.
Any other questions you have? Is there anything that's still yet to come on the schedule?
The rave.
The rave?
The rave tonight.
Okay.
That's going to be exciting with this.
Oh, I imagine.
Alright, I'm here with Warbler,
Blaine Anderson,
and Kurt Hummel.
Fantastic, and they've come all the way out to Boston for Anime Boston. Now, is this your first time here?
This is my fourth year.
This is my third year.
Fantastic, and what makes you keep coming back here?
the fun.
Yes, the fun epicness that is Anime Boston.
You can be what you want to be and no one will judge you.
Correct. Every level.
Fantastic. Now, have you been doing any musical performances here?
I have, actually. Earlier, there was a large dance in the rain. I'm sorry I'm a little less dapper than I want to be, but my darling Kurt is absolutely fabulous as usual.
Yes, as I should be.
Fantastic. Well, how many cons do you usually guys go to? Is this the only one?
Actually, I go to about 3 cons a year. Mm-hmm. My wallet allows me no more.
Same goes for me.
Fantastic.
Tuition at Dalton's still a little steep.
A little.
And what's the best thing you've been to so far this weekend?
Just finding my Kurt has been the best for me. That
eternal
honestly,
happiness.
That has been the best part.
Clean
the
forever.
The friendships and the love that you find.
Eternal love at Anime Boston.
My name is Lindsay, also known as Kiarans.
And you're cosplayed as?
As Link from Legend of Zelda.
And so, is this your first Anime Boston?
No.
How many Anime Bostons have you been to?
I've been to every Anime Boston since 2003.
From
so everyone.
2002?
No. 2003.
That's right. All those people are like, I was there since 2002.
No, you weren't.
All right, well, what's the reason that brings you back every year?
Honestly, the fans.
The fans?
Yep, I love walking around. I love seeing all the people in the awesome costumes. I love seeing the cosplays and the AMVs.
AMVs. The AMVs.
Hmm.
Oh.
Am I the first one to say that?
Yes, but it's all trying to, you know, egg the conversation. But, okay, so you've been here for that many years, you like the fans. Any event that you've been to so far that you've really enjoyed?
Unfortunately, I'm staff, so I haven't really been able to make it to very many events other than the AMV contest.
Oh. Okay.
This is a sad thing, I know, but I'll be at Masquerade tonight, so I'm looking forward to that.
Any other events that are coming up that have yet to...
Oh, of course, chess.
Chess?
Of course, chess.
Chess. Yeah, chess.
We're gonna see this guy rock out in chess.
Shameless plug, I know. Well, about costuming.
Yes.
You know, so about the costumes here. What do you look at that says, "Hey, that's an awesome costume"?
I'm big on props personally.
Props.
Obviously, I love to see really, really well made props. So you know, props to the prop makers.
Props to the prop makers.
It's a really bad pun.
So you seem to be tricked out. You even have a boomerang.
And she has her life.
And my heart piece.
So Anime Boston 2011 is over, sad face, and Sketch and Shiva and Elizabeth and Lisa are all here to tell you how awesome it was and all the fun stuff you missed. So, what did you guys do this weekend?
Well, you did a lot of events.
I did the 18 plus dating game, cosplay for the Masquerade, and the chess match.
And how did that go?
Swimmingly.
No, it all seems
bags. No, it went very well. And everyone was laughing, and that's mainly why we try to do it.
The Masquerade seemed to go well. It didn't drag at all. They actually had to replace the MC at the last minute, and the guy
did a really good job.
Roadie for life. I really give him props because that's a tough gig to have to do that.
Definitely.
At the last minute.
He did a really good job. Yeah. Masquerade was good to watch too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
A lot of cool costumes to see and a lot of cool skits to see.
And it was simulcast to another room for audience.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people don't have to worry about getting a seat. I love that they do that here.
And they had a screen in the background this year too, which was wonderful.
Yeah, you could put the backdrop. That was pretty cool.
So there were over 19,000 people this year, and unfortunately, sometimes you could tell. One thing about, it's more of a problem with the Heinz than AB, is there's really only one entrance, especially when it's raining, because the other entrance isn't outside. So it created a big bottleneck issue on Saturday, which was only my real problem, because I hate walking in crowds, because I'm from New England, so I can't really handle that.
Everyone's touching me, they're touching.
That was really the only problem I had, was... you know, a little tight walking around
on
Saturday.
But once they fixed it, they started directing people through one door and out the other. And that
they did a good job of that. They're really on top of their game. Dealer's Room had a lot of good stuff. I love how spread out the Dealer's Room is with the different booths, because a lot of cons pack them close together.
Yeah.
But it's spread out in two humongous rooms. So you have a lot of room to walk around. People can take pictures, and they're not in the way.
It's not claustrophobic at all.
And and I've walked by the registration line a lot, because it went by the elevators I used to get in my hotel room. And it always was moving. So I really have to say that Anime Boston knew their problem years ago and have always been on top of it since.
Even with all the new attendees, it still wasn't really a big deal. So that was nice.
Yeah. So I had a great time. Yeah, I'm sad it's over. So, do you guys have anything else to add? Other than you all should come next year. So next year, Anime Boston and Penny Arcade Expo are on the same weekend, and the con chair has promised that they're going to make it the biggest nerd gathering ever. So.
We're not sure exactly what they're going
to
do.
You should definitely come to one or both. Come to both. Yeah. Do both. It'll be epic.
All right.
So we'll see you guys next year. I'm here at Anime Boston with Adam Sheehan, marketing manager of the new Funimation.com. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. It's just been a great show so far, just starting off, you know, day two of Anime Boston. I love this con and just happy to be back. I mean, there's a lot of people here.
There definitely are. So how did the idea for the new Funimation website come about?
Well, overall, Funimation.com, the original site, was a video site. And it worked for many, many years. But now with social media and more interconnectivity online being more prominent, people want to actually just connect with people about their favorite shows and all the things like that. It just seemed like the right time to actually bring a more social element and a great time to upgrade the site to a more user-friendly site. Your old one was great for the time being. This one's more clean and neat and easy to find things and has more social elements like profiles and connect with your friends and share your favorite videos with each other and things like that. So it seemed to make more sense to just kind of upgrade the site to what users are used to from other sites out there.
Now, what can people do on the new website that they couldn't do before?
Well, as I mentioned, you make your own profiles, very like Facebook kind of like. You also can share anything on the site at all. You kind of like a favorite list on your own profile, and you basically make a favorite list of your favorite videos, your favorite forum posts, your favorite fan art, because you can upload your own fan art, you can upload your own cosplay pictures. You get your own blog as well for each user. And it all kind of ties together, because we're not trying to be like the Facebook of anime or the, make our own cosplay site within our site. It's kind of giving all the little tools in one area. So one fan can go just to Funimation.com, which currently is at beta.funimation.com, because we're just start testing it out, and check out all our different things. As well as the video player is a lot better. It's a lot cleaner. In the U.S., you'll see Hulu, and we're happy to say also for all your Canadian viewers out there that we've actually made it so Canada can watch all our videos too, because I knew Hulu was blocking him from watching a lot of it, and we fixed that since then. The forums are what we call quicker to get around in, as well as we're working on, we have a full staff on this site. We used to have a web department and some people looking over it, but now we have people working on making more content for it. We're going to have weekly contests. We're going to have a variety of different things on it that is just more focused. Like we're focusing on the site. The whole company is basically drawing back to the site. So a lot more content. And this is kind of the tip of the iceberg. We are starting with it kind of a base level website, and we're going to keep growing more and more, but we want to do it with users in mind. So we're going to ask all the users, hey, here's what we're doing next. What do you think about this? Do you like this? Should this change? Do you want to get rid of this? Do you want to add this? What ideas do you have? And then build from there. As well as, we know, it's popular as subscription service. We're going to have a subscription service coming out later this year as well.
Awesome. Now, are there any other new features being worked on besides that subscription service, which I'm pretty excited about?
Yes, everyone is. They're like, I love the fact that they're like, oh, you're a subscription service. I want to sign up. Like, I haven't told you what you're subscribing to. And they're like, oh, we just know it's going to be good. I'm like, I love you guys. Love you, love you, love you. We're going to make it good just for you. We're going to have a lot of other features rolling out. But as I just mentioned a second ago, we have a list. We haven't actually brought it to the internet yet. So we're going to wait for the surprises on the site. I say stay tuned, join, be a member, play around the forums. We'll probably put some ideas up there like, hey, do you want playlists for all your videos? Do you want live chat, maybe while watching videos with friends? Things like that. Inter-video chat between other people. Do you like, what we call badges and trophies? And things like that could pop up. So we're going to throw a bunch of different ideas at them and see what they like and let them build the site. Because the tagline for it is your anime video community, and that's really the way we're going with it.
What's your favorite feature on the new site?
So far, the actual feature itself, I wouldn't even call it a feature. I would call it the overall layout. This is the design of it. It's just clean. It's easy. As soon as you get to the main page, without even scrolling or moving anywhere, you can see where every single thing is and go right to what you want to go to. And if there's a certain part of the site you like the most, like our community page or our blog or the video section, of course, you go to that main page and you can find everything else. What's the new simulcast? They're right here. What's everyone watching? That's right here. Where's the forums where everyone's talking about? That's over here. And here's the three top forum posts. So it's kind of the ease of use, with just the layout itself, as soon as you go in there, without having to dig anywhere or go like, oh my God, where am I going to go find all this information? It's right there in front of you.
And how do people sign up for the new website?
Just go to beta.funimation.com right now. We're going to switch it over to regular www.funimation.com in the near future, but we're testing it out, getting everyone used to it first. But overall, just go to beta right there, and just you'll see, sign up, become a member. It's free. You get wonderful things like the contest I'm talking about weekly. Only members can enter those. So, and all you got to do is just say, I want to win this. So it's not even painful. And you get free anime, possibly.
Awesome. So last question. If someone can only afford to buy one DVD on your huge lineup on your table here, what DVD should they buy?
Well, I would assume you already bought Summer Wars, because we saw how many people did. So I'd follow it up with Evangelion 2.22, which only came out a couple weeks ago and is tearing up the charts. And I was talking to some people here, I believe I'm correct saying this, hopefully you saw Evangelion 1.11, but if you did not, you don't need to see it to see 2.22. So you can get 2.22, which will probably make you want to go see 1.11 if you don't have it already. But absolutely, I would say Eva 2.22.
Awesome. Thank you, Adam, so much.
In anime convention news this month, Tokyopop has announced that they will be suspending operations in North America. This is pretty big news for a lot of people who have been going to conventions for several years. They used to have quite a large presence in many dealers rooms, and just this past year at Otakon and several other conventions, they had a large tour bus promoting their America's Greatest Otaku video. It's really interesting to see how the industry has begun to change and how it's evolving for different years. I mean, some companies just pick the wrong titles to license. And of course, there is they are taking a hit from people releasing manga online. Many companies like Genion once had huge displays at Otakon, taking up massive parts of the floor. And now you see they're gone. Even companies that are still managed to hang on, such as Funimation and Media Blasters, their booths in a dealer's room, very much a smaller presence. You can still notice them, and they're still one of the biggest booths there, but their presence is definitely adjusted to reflect the industry. A couple of people have actually asked, what should they do if they're looking for different titles. I definitely say if you're looking at a Tokyopop title, especially if it's something that's a little bit older, now's the time to get it. With a lot of people now looking for the titles that they may have held off on, going to the dealers now, you're going to see dealers trying to get rid of surplus stock now that they don't have a publisher to buy it back from, but you're also going to see a lot of them trying to consolidate and make space for other things. So if maybe you have an issue of something or a random volume of a Tokyopop title that you want to fit and you need to get your collection complete, now's the time. Don't wait. Act now and grab it while you still can. Many licensing companies are now looking at new ways to get their materials marketed, be it iPad apps, video on demand, everything like that. So definitely check out an industry panel next time you're at a convention and find out more about what's going on and how our fandom is continuing to evolve.
So AnimeCons recently did a complete site redesign. From the top down, we've changed the functionality and we changed the look and feel. So you may notice this right away if you're viewing this on the website. And we'll start at the homepage. instead of the old look, which was just the news and then some conventions over on the side, we've actually brought in a nice big graphic at the top to highlight some new features of the site and upcoming things, like we'll do the new podcast episodes, we've got the meetups that get featured there, and you know, anything that we want to draw people's attention to. On the side, we've got this week's upcoming conventions, and we also have, if you're logged in, you'll see your next conventions that you said you're going to. And we've got the news on the homepage as well. And if you go deeper within the site, in the conventions section, we've changed how all the conventions are listed. You can now see the convention's actual Twitter feed on the convention page. And we also display the map of where the convention's related, kind of zoomed in. And if you click on that, you can get to Google Maps and actually view where the convention is. We've also rearranged a few things and tried to make it easier for everybody to follow. On the guest page, we also redesigned, and it's a lot like what we did with the conventions. We have the guest's Twitter feed, their full bio if it's available, and photos. We also have icons for links to things like Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, DeviantArt, YouTube, Wikipedia, IMDb, a lot of different things. And then if they've got a couple other links, we include those too as text links. And then we still list all the conventions that somebody's been to, and we also break it out by year. So if they've been to, I think the limit is 20, if they've been to 20 or more, it'll actually say, okay, this year, here's all the conventions, this year, here's all the conventions, instead of just having one huge listing. We also added a new page where you can view guests by location. And for those of you who work in guest relations, you are going to love this, because now you can go select your state or your province or your country and see all the guests who are there. So if you're looking for a guest that maybe is nearby, you don't have to pay to fly them in, this is great. Now, if you go to the unknown part, there's still a lot of guests. We don't know where they are. Sometimes we don't know their state or we don't know their country. And if you do know that, you can always submit an update for the guest, and we'll get that information in there. Also, the update form has been updated on both the convention and the guest pages. We took off some things that weren't being used and rearranged a lot, and hopefully it's a lot easier to follow now. On the news section, on the articles section, we've given us the new look. And the news section, you can actually view articles by date now, or by month rather. And so if you remember, oh, there was this article back in January 2008 about the 10 largest anime conventions. You can go and find that easily now without having to go through every page and try to find the old article. The podcast section, or AnimeCons TV, I've completely redesigned that, and it should be a lot easier to find information now. You can also find our extras feed a lot easier, which I don't even think was on the old site. Our extras feed has the full interviews with guests. We have our masquerade coverage, where you can get the full masquerade. Right now we have PortCon Maine and ZenkaiCon will be up there very soon, if it's not already. And we're adding more. We mostly cover the smaller conventions, masquerades. And so yeah, you can subscribe to the extras feed in there, and also our subscription page to the main feed. Please use that. Subscribe to this podcast you're watching now, and we give you a bunch of different options, from iTunes to channels.com and Miro. So there's plenty to do there. And also, our reports section is back. It disappeared a couple years ago, and we completely redesigned it, and it's streamlined the entire process. And now what the reports section is, if you have a convention report, or if you've got a photo gallery, you can submit those and we'll list them on the site. So when somebody looks back to see like Anime Expo 2000, they'll see the pictures. Also, our members section. It's coming very soon. The redesign is in the works. We're adding a lot more options, and once that's complete, that'll be up and it'll have the new look on it, and it's gonna be great. In there, you can list what conventions you've been to and where you're going. You can review conventions and leave star ratings. You can get a signature image for forums, and there's a lot more on the way. And those features are in there now. So even though the old design is still on it, you can still use those. And to be a member of the site, all you have to do is make a forum account. They're the same account. So you can go and post on our forums and then go and list what conventions you're going to. And if you've listed that you're going to a convention or that you've been to a convention, then you're able to rate it. So like we just came back from Anime Boston. So I went in there after the con and said, there's my rating for that. And once a convention gets a certain amount of ratings, it'll show up on the convention information page so that everybody can see the average rating for the convention. And in the future, there will be weighted ratings based on the number of conventions you've been to, your average rating, and a lot of secret stuff. I don't want to reveal the exact formula, but right now we're just taking the ratings to get started. So please go in, list the conventions you've been to, and rate them. And so I hope everybody enjoys the redesign. One final thing is if you go to the homepage, on the very bottom, there's a suggestion link down on the right side. So please click that. And if you have new ideas, we'd love to hear them. And maybe you can work it into the site.
Probably ought to leave it alone. Spend more time stroking on the mic.